We're here with a couple of the Pella Christian seniors, Peyton Reimer, Mitch Fatma. First of all, guys, congratulations. How does it feel headed to the Well back-to-back seasons?
Dream come true.
Pretty great.
I'd imagine it is pretty great. And tonight seemed to work like some of your other games where Mitch will start with you as you had 24 points, leading scorer for the team. But what does it mean how the guys have played this entire postseason where maybe you might have a quarter where you're off a little bit, but all of a sudden you're able to turn it on and come up with these big runs at different points in the game?
Yeah, I'd say coming into the game, I kind of think back to in the earlier stretch when we weren't doing so well that everybody would be afraid to take a shot, and we thought that Levi would have to take a shot. And don't get me wrong, Levi's a great player. But once we came in here on this winning streak, it was nice just to be able to know that anybody could take a shot at any given time and it actually has a chance of going in, where we didn't have to just pass the ball around to Levi.
Well, and Peyton, you've had a front row seat to this team the entire season. What was kind of the energy like, though, before the game when you guys were trying to get into this? You know that the majority of the players on this team have at least known what it takes to get to state before, but what was kind of the pregame vibe and feel before things got started?
I think we just really focused on not being intimidated by the fact that these guys were really good on the offensive boards and they had some aggressive players. We did really good at focusing in and knowing what we had to do to get done. And the energy, I'd say it was more seriousness than energy. There was a lot of guys that were serious in the locker room, you know, knew they had to go to work and get this one done.
Well, and Mitch, we mentioned the first half, a very close one. West Burlington able to hang in there mainly because a lot of fouls and a lot of turnovers, but you guys were also able to shoot well enough to kind of keep them at arm's length. What was kind of causing some of those turnovers and fouls early in that first half that got some of your guys in trouble?
I think early game jitters especially, and then we just like weren't playing how we've been practicing, which obviously didn't help us at the beginning when we kept getting those blocking fouls down the baseline. But once we get that figured out at halftime, we just exploded and ended up taking the lead by 20, which if you've looked at the past two games, was especially versus Albia, that's what happened. We were up by, I think, like 5 or something at halftime, and then we just came out and exploded and ended up winning by 20. And, yeah, that's exactly what happened again here tonight.
And, Peyton, what was kind of the halftime message from Coach Hessing and the staff? What were the things that you guys were trying to come out of the half and do and obviously did out there on the floor?
We just really wanted to focus on shutting down their post offense, mainly cutting off the baseline because they were getting a lot of drop-step layups, and just really focusing on getting those more fine-tuned parts of the defense down and making smarter passes on offense.
And you guys came out firing out of that third quarter. You ended up making 6 threes between a host of different players, including yourself, Mitch. What's it like when the team runs like that out of a quarter? You mentioned the same thing, similar thing happened with Albia, where you come out of the third quarter and really pull away. What's it like on the floor when you're in that kind of rhythm?
I think at the part of it was we were slacking off just a little bit coming out to the fourth quarter. We thought the game was already down, but we can't do that. And especially heading on to state, we got to think about that more. But the energy was just great when we started hitting those shots. Everybody was getting confidence, and once we hit confidence, we couldn't be stopped there for a while.
And then as you kind of move later into the game and you look at some of the keys in that fourth quarter, what was really working on defense for you guys that entire second half? It seemed like any time West Burlington maybe tried to get a run started, and I'll start with you, Peyton, it seemed like it was squashed right away. What were you seeing from the bench?
I was seeing on defense a lot of guys pressuring the ball more, taking more chances trying to steal the ball, and not being afraid to sit back, to get up in the passing lanes more.
And then, Mitch, what would you say you guys were able to do on the floor?
Yeah, I would just say that I would agree that we just needed to make sure they turn the ball over more, where we didn't really focus on that in the first half, and I'm not sure how many turnovers they ended up having in either half, but it just seemed a lot more like they would turn the ball over and we were forcing more turnovers, so
and
that helped out.
What was it like when Coach Hessing put in, when you got to go in, Peyton, and you knew the game was pretty much over at that point?
It made all the practices that all the guys on the bench go through worth it. Makes us feel more important, you know. Makes us feel more part of the team, even though we know we're a part of the team. All these guys are brothers out here. It gives the guys more drive in the practice to know that we're not just sitting there to just watch. We do have a chance to get in.
Here with Mitch Fatma and Peyton Reimer after their 68-47 victory, I'll let you guys go out on this question. Mitch, you've done this before. You were the sixth man on last year's team going into state. Now you're one of the team's leaders. One of the guys who has a lot of playing experience up at Wells Fargo Arena, you played in all 3 games last year. What are you going to be talking to about the guys in this long week of practice to get them ready for the experience?
Well, obviously we'll probably be one of the lower seeds. And so obviously last year we proved against Western Christian that any low seed can knock off a high seed. So we played a tough competition that's prepared us from up to this point, and so hopefully we can carry that into the tournament and just keep the jitters down.
And Payton as one of the senior leaders of this team. What's your message, especially you've been experienced around a lot of these guys in football and in years past? What are you going to be talking to them about, especially the younger players?
Just to not get intimidated by the whole scale of the Wells Fargo Arena. We just really want to focus on it's just another game. Even though they are more important, we don't want to get wrapped up in the idea that it's a bigger show and all that stuff. We just want to focus on what we need to do to get better, and not that we're in the state tournament.
Well, congratulations, guys. You are in the state tournament. Thank you so much for joining us. Go celebrate the victory, and again, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord.